Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Woo, second hour of Upstate Outdoors
time
is
flies.
on tap. That's right. I'm just about to catch my breath and then got to run back and do some more crappy madness up the street. But if you missed the first hour, we jumped into the Upstate Outdoors blog talking about garlic chicken for catfish bait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than stink bait.
Which bait girl said?
I have been called bait girl before. Hey, bait girl.
But then had a great interview with our Senator Tom Corbin. What did you say? He was from District 5?
Yeah.
Northern
Greenville, Northern Spartanburg. Super nice guy.
But we were talking about the bill, and it kind of feel better about that just for the fact that Tom said it's probably going to sit and die and not even be heard in committee. So that's where that, as far as I'm concerned, that's where that needs to be. And glad to hear that we got a new director with DNR. And also we got, what do you say, about 1,200 acres coming?
Yeah, over at Tall Pines
WMA.
Yeah.
So it's always good to talk to your elected officials, especially somebody says, hey, look, here's my cell phone number. If you got an issue, call me.
And he is an outdoorsman.
Yeah.
So it's good that we got one in Columbia.
That's right. Hopefully we can still talk to him. We didn't tell him we were moving out of his district.
We didn't?
No
we didn't. That's okay. We'll still talk to him.
All right. And then during this hour on Upstate Outdoors, after the Roadkill Cafe, of course, we're going to give you some tips on how to catch fish in muddy water, because that's all you're going to have for the next, looks
week
like the
or
rest
two.
Of the spring.
Yeah.
And then got our buddy Chris Wells, the Bass Chaplain, lined up. He's in Palatka, Florida, for the kickoff of the Bassmaster Elite Tour. And so we'll talk to Chris and then wrap up today's show with our calendar of events and the parting shot about a North Carolina boy who was lost in the woods.
And made a friend.
That's right. But right now, it's time to head to the kitchen.
So this week, by request,
yep,
the husband asked for spotted bass tacos.
That's right.
So that's what we're doing today. So this is actually a really cool homemade recipe with your homemade sauce and everything that goes with it. So you're going to need 1 pound of fish fillets. I picked spotted bass because that's what the hubby wanted, but you can use your crappie. You could probably even use your catfish.
Yeah.
Or something that you've caught out of the salt water.
Brim or whatever.
Because tacos are cool, because even if you've got little pieces, if you've decided to clean something small.
I like white perch for fish tacos. Matter of fact, I'll hand one
to
Boat
Girl. Here, hold on to this taco fish.
It's a taco fish.
So 1 pound salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons of oil, vegetable or canola, 1 small lime juiced, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1.5 teaspoons of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 8 white corn tortillas. For the sauce, this is the sauce that goes on the tacos. You're going to need 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/3 cup of mayonnaise, 1 small lime juiced, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and a little bit of sriracha or hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Frank's. You could probably throw a dash of Frank's in there just to give it a little bit of heat. And then, of course, you got your taco toppings. Pico de gallo, queso. They recommend shredded cabbage. And, of course, you got to have tons and tons of cilantro, because neither one of us think that it tastes like soap like other people do. We love cilantro.
Cilantro tastes like soap?
I've heard that other people say that
I know ginger tastes like soap.
Oh, I like ginger too, but don't put that on tacos. Sliced avocado we also use, and then lime. It says you can add red onion, chopped red onion as your topping.
I'm not
going to add onion, raw red onions to the top of my tacos, but hey, if y'all want to, go for it.
Yep.
So you season the fish with a little salt and pepper on both sides. And then in a mixing bowl, you whisk together the oil, the lime juice, garlic, chili powder, cumin, paprika, and cayenne. This is going to be your marinade. So you can add the fish to a Ziploc bag, and then you pour the marinade over that and seal it back up. And you can let it marinate about 20 to 30 minutes. You don't want to marinate it overnight or for too long because the lime juice will actually want to cook in the fish.
It's that chemical reaction
right.
We're talking about.
So you got a pretty short marinade time. 20 to 30 minutes is about right. So preheat the grill, medium-high heat. Brush your grill grates with oil. I wouldn't try to grill most fish on the direct grates. A fish pan on the grill, or like what we have that's designed for cooking fish on the grill, is really what you need. Just because a lot of fish, when you go to flip it, is going to kind of fall through the grates on the grill.
Yep.
So you're going to grill them about 3 to 4 minutes each side. Make sure they're done, but don't overdo it. Only flip your fish one time, because they're going to fall apart if you try to flip them over and over like a burger.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure you're done on one side, flip it over, make sure you're done on the other side. Throw the corn tortillas on the grill and warm for about 15 seconds on each side. And then you transfer the fish to a plate and you allow it to rest for just a few minutes. And then if it's not broke up, getting it off the grill, you can kind of chunk it into pieces. Serve on the warm tortillas, throw your cabbage, your taco toppings on it. And then the homemade sauce that you made before, you can drizzle that on there too. And it's only got 327 calories a serving.
There you go.
So it's healthy. Want a healthy recipe again this
week. And it is great for a side dish. You can use
black beans. Rice.
That's going to bump up your calorie content. Or you can use coleslaw. We've been doing a lot of coleslaw.
Since we can do that actually on this recipe because cabbage is one of the toppings.
Yeah.
And we can just leave the cabbage to the side and do the coleslaw instead.
Yeah.
And throw on the cilantro and the avocado and everything on the tacos.
And of course, I'm going to vary that too. You know how I'm going to vary that?
How you going to vary that?
I'm not using corn tortillas. Boat girl loves her some corn tortillas.
I love corn tortillas. I wish I could get them to stay together without falling apart. Mm. And if anybody out there knows how to use corn tortillas and not, so they don't fall apart.
And she goes and
email us or Facebook.
She goes and gets the authentic corn tortillas from wherever.
Yeah.
And they still break up.
They break up.
I use the flour tortillas.
Yes. I don't like the flour ones. I like the corn ones. If I'm going to have a taco, I want it to taste like an authentic taco.
Yeah.
Instead of Taco Bell.
That's not authentic that's not authentic tacos?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't. Not that I can recall it is.
Yeah. And then, of course, the other variation, and I'd like doing it on the grill, but I tell you a secret. I'm going to be back on the George Foreman grill platform here, but you can cook them things on the George Foreman grill,
too.
And it cooks quick.
We did have them on the George Foreman. Another great alternative. There is nothing like cooking on a hot iron skillet.
Yep.
A hot iron skillet
pan sear.
Wonderful for pan sear. It doesn't take much oil, just enough to where it doesn't stick, and crank it up.
All right. Well, we're going to go to our break. When we come back, we're going to talk about catching fish in muddy waters.
Y'all stay with us right here on 106.3 WORD.
Your outdoor tacos.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
With this past week's copious amount of rainfall.
Yes.
You know, they even had, I'd heard there was some dude was whitewater kayaking in a reedy river downtown. We had so much water running off.
I heard that. It was pretty intense.
But anyway, because of all that, you can expect to be fishing in muddy water, rising muddy water conditions for the next, I don't know.
I would just say depends on, it's going to take a while. It is, because all the rivers were high, and it takes a while for everything to kind of run downstream. And it is going straight to the lakes, y'all.
Yep, it is. But found this on Outdoor Life. It's back from last summer, written by David A. Brown, who actually I think is one of the – I don't know him, but I've seen his work in other stuff. I think he actually writes with a couple of – one of the other publications I write for. So
okay.
Yeah, it's not like we get together to hang out or anything. But
all y'all anyway, smart outdoor writers.
Anyway, he's a good writer, and he talks about how to catch – and this is bass, but the tactics pretty much work for any fish. Fishing in muddy water, spring rain, snow melt, anything. Anytime you got a body of water that is fed by a big river and there's a big rain, you're going to get a lot of muddy water. So you can expect that. But one of the things that he puts in his article is you need to understand how water clarity impacts fishing. Now, what would be the first thing you'd think?
Well, fish can't see your bait.
And so they can't spot your bait, and decreased visibility also, I mean, you know, and not a lot of guys do sight fishing here except for during spawn, you know, but there won't be any sight fishing.
No.
So you got to kind of make up for that. I mean, you know, with today's sonar, it's like, who cares? You know, I can just turn the sonar on and I can see.
And just go look for them.
I can see them anyway. But if you're looking for places to go do that with your sonar, one of the first places you need to focus on is ambush points.
Yes.
Now, Boat Girl, what's an ambush point?
I would say probably.
What's your favorite ambush point?
A ledge.
A ledge,
mm-hmm.
Where they can get on the lower side of the ledge.
They can get on the lower side of the ledge, yes.
Yep. And also, I mean, you know, a stump or – my favorite ambush point is a long point.
Long – well, yeah, you know, I could see that too.
Where you just – you know, where they're kind of hanging out and waiting. The water changes depth pretty rapidly, and they run up and down it.
Right.
Sort of like a ledge. But – let's see, we're talking about vegetation. So if you can look for areas of that's got a lot of grass in it, that might also be a good ambush point.
Okay.
Now the next thing he talks about is how to choose the right lure for poor water clarity. You know, obviously you want to get something that the fish are going to be able to locate. So what would be your number one pick in that?
Black.
As far as color?
Yeah.
Okay. Black. You like black and muddy water?
Black and muddy water. Now, if you're on a mud line, like transitional, you know, if you've got...
Which is kind of a floating ambush point in and of itself.
Which is a floating ambush point in itself, I would go white or light.
Yeah.
But in the kind of mud that we got right now and the kind of stained water, I would say black.
You want to use a black. I like bright... And I'm not talking about bright colors. I'm talking about neon colors. A neon chartreuse, a neon green.
Mm-hmm.
Love orange. I love a neon orange in muddy water.
Okay.
So, that's just what I've had success with.
I can see the orange for sure.
The other suggestion is switch to bigger lures. A large profile bait makes a significant visual clue, while it also displaces more water and gives off, you know, fish sense a lot of stuff using their lateral line, so they're going to be able to sense a larger bait.
Yes. Well, and there's also the harmonics in the water from a larger profile bait. And I know they talk about using a jig. I agree with that.
Yep. If you're using a jig, you want to upsize the trailer. It's on the jig.
A big pig on the jig.
Yep. A big, if you're fishing with a worm on a Texas rig or Carolina rig. Do people still Carolina rig?
Oh, yeah.
You want to use a bigger worm, I'd rather be beat with a stick, but that's another story altogether. And if you're topwater fishing, you want to use a bigger topwater plug.
Yes.
The other suggestion, another, is to use louder baits.
Yes.
Now, by louder bait, that could be anything, a crankbait or anything that's got rattles on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, and I would think of a spinnerbait, although I think that's actually the next thing, but a louder bait, something that's got internal rattles in it.
Right. I agree.
That gives them an audible beacon to follow. Also, if you bump that bait into stumps or rocks, like with a square bill or something, that's going to make a little bit more noise.
One of the most, and I know you don't like to fish crankbaits in the dirt.
Yeah.
But in muddy water, you can bounce a crankbait like a deep diver off a hard bottom. Man, effective.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, bouncing a deep diver off a hard clay bottom. I think they hear it. I think it's large enough for
and they can feel it. They can feel that vibration.
Yeah.
Speaking of vibration, choose a bait with vibration. He mentions a lipless crankbait as being a vibration. That, to me, would be – and I know they do. They do make a lot of vibration because of the rattles. But when I hear vibration, I'm thinking of something like a chatterbait or a conventional spinnerbait that's going to produce a lot of thump.
And a lot of racket.
And maybe even some flash. I don't know how much, you know, if it's murky water, then I want flash, but it's more that vibration than it is.
I'm with you there.
The next suggestion is brighten up your lure color choices. Now, we talked about that a little bit earlier. You know, a lot of these bass guys will have this stuff that they can dip, you know, and he suggests dipping your baits in a chartreuse or orange dye to enhance the contrast.
Right.
Now, that would be interesting. I don't know if...
JJ's Magic.
Yeah?
Like chartreuse dye.
Okay. What if you use that? And I do like black and chartreuse because that is a great contrast. For whatever I'm fishing for. You got a bright chartreuse and then a black, and they can see that a lot better. And then he kind of wraps up the article talking about the best baits. Big flashy spinner bait would be number one. A crankbait would be number two. Shallow divers, particularly a square bill that, like Boat Girl said, you can bump on the bottom. A bladed swim jig. What is that? Bladed swim jig? They're talking about the Yamamoto hardtail worm or a gambler Big EZ.
That Big EZ is a boss.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And then jigs. I wouldn't think of jigs, I guess, as being so much of a...
If you had a... big enough profile on the jig, like what we were talking about, like putting a big trailer on it.
Yeah.
Dark jig, big trailer. I would think it'd be effective.
Well, and then the you're talking about soft plastics being next. And I guess that's partially, you know, getting down there where they're at and throwing that soft plastic in.
Yeah, I agree with most of this on here.
I hate it because they didn't get to what my suggestion would be.
Just troll live bait with eight rods out.
No, tip it with live bait. Okay, there you go. Solves all your problems. And then it don't have to all be about tournament fishing, right?
Well, it's not. You want to be effective if you're going out there in the muddy water that we're going to have for the next 3 weeks, all probably. Right.
Well, we got Chris Wells on tap. We'll ask
him. We're going to talk about some more bass
fishing.
We'll
ask him if any of those guys are tipping their baits with live bait fishing down there in Florida.
I would doubt it.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay with us.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, well, you can tell that it is the kickoff of the professional bass season because we've got the bass chaplain, Chris Wells, on the phone with us.
The one and only.
The one and only, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, we're drying out from this past week and just trying to make things go running back and forth to Cabela's today.
Yeah, I've heard that. That was quite a deluge that we had in South Carolina.
Yes.
I was down in Florida, but I heard it was pretty bad.
Yeah, and actually bad enough they postponed the Bass Elite Tournament for a day or so.
Yeah, they sure did. You know, I got down here on Tuesday, and then I got set up and did the focus meeting, and it's really cool because we gave every Elite Series angler a Bible this year and they with their name on it. And they were surprising. It was really wild. It was. I was kind of, you know, a little apprehensive about how that would go, but it went really well. Everybody loved their Bible. But, yeah, I was set to go out with Brandon Card on the first day, and they just had to postpone it. It was just pretty bad out there.
Was that due to the high winds?
It was real high winds and 40-mile-an-hour gusts coming in later in the day, and so they decided to call it. So
gotcha.
It was a pretty tough call.
Well, are you still going to do Iron Man Bass Chaplaining in this year and do the Bass Elite and the Bass Pro Tour?
Yes, I am going to do both of them. This week, I'm not going to the Major League Fishing. Mark Rose is covering my end on it doing Fishing Church, but I'll be there for the next one. And it's kind of tough because they kind of go head-to-head. And I have to go back and forth in between doing sportsman's banquets. And I've got a sportsman's banquet tonight, actually, in Creedmoor, North Carolina. And so I'll be there. But I'll be headed to the next Bassmaster tournament. And then I'll be headed to the next MLF tournament. And so
you are a busy guy.
It really is crazy. There are months and months where I don't do anything. And then there are months where I just put miles on my truck, and that's what I'm doing right now, putting miles on my truck.
And, Chris, I'm going to ask you, do you remember back when you were at Brushy Creek Baptist and you were thinking about stepping out and taking on this ministry full-time and you were praying and praying, will there be enough for me to do?
Right. I tell you, it's blown me away. I never thought it would be where it is, and it's just amazing. I just thank God for that. You know, thank all the people that support our ministry, and it's been a wonderful deal. It really has.
Well, what's the as far as the fishery down? You're in Platka, Florida, with the Bass
right.
Elites. Where are they fishing?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Platka has had some phenomenon going on in the last few years, and that's the disappearance of the grass.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just had a lot of grass gone, and before that was just a major pattern. And so so now these guys are having to adjust, and the spinnerbait is really coming into play. You know, we had the big cold front come in, and these guys are throwing fast-moving baits, and it just hasn't been as good a bite as we've normally seen. in past years, but it's still a great fishery down here. And I tell you this, honestly, I tell people this all the time. I would move to Palatka, Florida in a heartbeat. I really would. I love this town. I love the people of this town. And it's just kind of classic old Florida. And it's really a neat deal. No commercialization here. It's just classic old-time Florida, and it's a great place. It's really a
very cool place. The thing about Florida fishing is it can change overnight, and it makes for great tournament fishing because, you know, when you get a front and you get, you know, you can get a, especially this time of year, you can get a little bit of a cold front, and that water temperature drops, you know, 7, 8, 9 degrees overnight, and it's a whole different ball game from the day before. And it makes for a really interesting tournament.
It really is. And you know what's happening is, you know, the water temperature dropped down a little bit, but it's kind of getting warmer now, and things are going to start heating up. And I really believe that they'll start catching them. And it's going to be really good. There's so many fish in this place, and it's such a great fishery and such a great place to visit. I love coming down here. Of course, you know, in a couple of weeks, the frog is going to be really good down here. That's my favorite bait to fish. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a one-dimensional fisherman. 99, you know, out of 100 times, I'm fishing a frog. And so I love it down here.
Well, everybody loves a frog bite, myself included.
Oh, it's awesome.
And you know, Florida's a place to get that. I mean, for sure.
I love it down here. I really would. I love to move down to Palatka.
Well,
I'm trying my wife.
There's a few places I mean, if none of our listeners have ever fished Florida, it's worth a trip to explore and fish some of the off-the-beaten paths besides, okay, I'm going to go to Okeechobee and I'm going to fish. Or the off-the-beaten-path lakes in Florida, the towns are cool, the people are cool, the fishing's awesome. I mean, so what you're saying about Palatka is definitely true.
Right. And, you know, what's really cool is you're exactly right. The off-the-beaten-path places are just awesome. There are canals in Florida that you can go and throw a frog all day and catch the snakeheads. I know the snakeheads are invasive species.
Yes.
But they hit a frog tremendously. And from what I understand, it takes it. And so you can catch those snakeheads.
Just don't throw them back.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's right. You can't transport a snakehead. You either have to kill that fish or let it go immediately. But, you know, there's such a diversity of fishing here. I mean, you can go to Florida and catch peacock bass, largemouth, you know, snakehead. You can do all kinds of things. And I really love it here. I really have a passion for Florida fishing.
Is the entire tournament on the St. John's River, Chris, or are there other, you know, other little you were talking about canals and stuff, and it's kind of hard to define what the river is. But what do they establish for the boundaries for this tournament?
Yeah, you know, they can go pretty much anywhere they can run. You know, George's Lake down there, there's Crescent Lake up here. You know, you hear the St. John's River and you think you're just fishing a river system. There is some of that, but there are also some lakes that open up that they can get into and they can lock into. And so it's a wide variance of places to fish. No shortage of places for these guys to run to. But inevitably, what always happens and what's happening in this tournament, too, is a lot of guys gang up in the same places. They all find the same fish. These guys are the best in the world, and they all find the same fish. And that's true in every single tournament. And you would think they've got this tremendous fishery. They can all spread out and get away from each other, and they all inevitably find the same fish.
Well, what has been the reaction from the rest of the field with G-Man and Brandon Polinick coming back into the Bass Elite Tour?
Hey, you know, that was a good question. Everybody was pretty much ecstatic when they got there. I remember Polinick came in and actually came up and got his Bible, and so that was pretty cool. And we gave G-Man his Bible, and man, everybody's excited to death. There's always an electricity when Gerald Swindle walks into the room anyway, because he just owns a room, and everybody loves Gerald, and he's just hilarious to be around. And Polinick, you know, of course, is one of the upcoming stars, and they would have pretty much killed the fatted calf last year to get Polinick, you know, to stay on the tour, but he's back, and look for big things from those guys this year, really do.
Awesome. Well, Chris, you'd mentioned doing some touring and in speaking engagements and stuff like that. And before we run out of time, if folks have got an engagement, maybe they want to keep you a little bit closer to home here in the Upstate. What's the best way for the for them to reach out and get hold of you?
You know what? You can go to chriswells.org, or if you can't remember that, just type in Google "The Bass Chaplain," and I'll be the first one that comes up, and we'll be happy to come to your church. And I love doing that, and that's my passion, and I just enjoy the opportunity to get a chance to speak to churches.
Awesome. Chris Very Wells, cool. The Bass Chaplain. You'll be hearing a lot of him through the spring and summer, because Chris is our field reporter, the exclusive field reporter for Upstate Outdoors.
He's our guy.
I never did give you a press pass, though, did I?
Not yet, but I'm waiting on that.
I've had it for like 2 years, but I don't even think you need it now. I think everybody knows you now.
He's so. Kind of a big deal now.
Pretty much, dude. They've been real good about letting me go where I want to go, and so they're real good people here at Bassmaster.
Awesome.
All right, Chris. Well, we appreciate the report, and we look forward to talking with you real soon.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all take care.
All righty. The Bass Chaplain reporting.
He's busy right now.
Oh, yeah, it's bass fishing season. It will be. It will be. It's on from now till probably deer season. So, speaking of being on, we got some calendar of events we need to get to after the break, and then we'll wrap up today's show with our parting shot.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, well, we got one segment left before I got to run back up the road, and Boat Girl's going to tell you about our calendar of events.
In case you didn't know, February 8th and 9th, it's Crappie Madness at Cabela's in Greenville, sponsored by Ben and Pulse. Crappie Fishing Seminars are presented by the host, our one and only, Philip Gentry, today here in a minute, 2 p.m., tomorrow at 2 p.m., so you can register to win fishing prizes and learn all about how to catch America's favorite game fish. This is right down the street, Cabela's on Woodruff Road.
Tip it with live bait.
That's what he says. Also, Mountain Bridge Chapter of Trout Unlimited invites you to attend their monthly chapter meetings at the Malden Cultural Center. This is at 101 East Butler Road in Malden, South Carolina. Meetings are held on the third Monday of the month and begin at 6:30 p.m. Feature seminars and presentations by guests on topics of interest to the fly fishing community. Like snacks are provided. So all y'all fly guys, this is where you need to be. In addition,
about fly girls?
Or girls. Fly guys. He's dancing in his chair. The wheels fall off at the very last of the show every week. Okay. In addition, Brian Karcher is the new MBTU Saturday Outing co-chair. Brian will plan an outing every other Saturday, so be sure to sign up for his alerts. To sign up, send an email to Ed Wantonaby, and he will add you to the outing alert list. This is in case you want to go up on a group outing to fish for trout up in the mountains, rivers, streams. His email, I'm going to spell it so y'all all get it right, is E Wantonaby, EWATANABE at SBCGlobal.net. Also, Sunday, February 16th at 9 a.m. will be the next chance to shoot the mile range at the Clinton House in Clinton, South Carolina. Instruction will be provided by certified shooting instructors. Shooters must bring their own gun and ammo. Cost is $50 for members and $75 for non-members. For more information, call the Clinton House, 864-833-0274. Also, February 29th, Lake Hartwell Cat Chasers has their first annual Winter Blues Tournament on Kiwi. $50 entry fee, $10 big fish. They're going at a High Falls ramp in Seneca. Registration is 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Prior to the tournament. So it's that morning, it's registration at the ramp. Lines in at 7 a.m., lines out at 4 p.m., and weigh-in is at 5 p.m. This is a live release three-fish tournament. For more info, go to Lake Hartwell Cat Chasers Facebook page. If y'all have an event, you'd like to share with our listeners, you can contact us by email at upstateoutdoors@1063WORD.com. We'll put it on the radio and tell everybody.
That's right. Boat Girl will talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, this may or may not be long, so let's jump into today's parting shot. All right, well, so I'm having trouble figuring out when this event actually occurred because this is an article that is on wideopenspaces.com about a three-year-old boy who says he hung out with a bear while he was stranded in the woods.
That's when I first saw the bear.
For 2 days.
Okay.
So, I don't know because
it's hard to tell sometimes with Wide Open Spaces if it was last month or last year.
I think I heard about this last month. But anyway, it's a good story, so I'm going to read it anyway. Casey Hathaway was found after having been missing for 2 days and told rescuers that a bear kept him safe. Now, the three-year-old boy from North Carolina is reportedly back home in good condition, healthy, smiling, and talking after spending 2 days in frigid temperatures. Casey Hathaway told his family and rescuers that he, quote, hung out with a bear after disappearing from his grandmother's yard in Ernol, North Carolina. Look that up. Where's that? A two-day search effort ended when Craven County Sheriff Chip Hughes said crews followed up on a tip. Casey was found tangled in vines and thorn bushes, and he was cold and wet, but otherwise he had no reported major injuries. And I got a video here if you go to wideopenspaces.com where they're interviewing Sheriff Hughes. It's got a ton of views. I don't know if it's Wide Open Spaces has been out for 11 hours. But anyway, the sheriff said he did say that he had a friend in the woods that was a bear that was with him. And Sheriff Hughes, apparently there was some mix-up because he says in the video that it was with him for 2 years. He meant actually 2 days because Casey's aunt, Brianna Hathaway, wrote on her Facebook post that he said he hung out with a bear for 2 days. That's according to BuzzFeed News. God sent him a friend to keep him safe. God is a good God, and miracles do happen. Now, black bears are the only species found in North Carolina. In the most recent numbers from the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission state, there are about 17,000 bears in the state.
17,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And did we figure out where Ernol
tell.
Is?
I can't
Where's
tell.
Where's Craven County? Just look up Craven
it's
County.
Craven County.
Isn't that somewhere? It's out closer to eastern North Carolina.
I think so.
Out from Raleigh.
I'm trying to look. I was trying to
I don't
look
think
for
it's in
map.
The mountains. Anyway, attacks on humans are very uncommon with the black bears that inhabit North Carolina. But whether or not a bear would have actually looked after a small human is up for debate.
I mean, I guess it's possible.
Of course, it ruins the story if it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Although the sheriff's office seemed reluctant to make much of the bear part of the story, it's easily the most intriguing aspect of a situation that captured the attention of many throughout the two-day search for little Casey. Now, as expected, an outpouring of support and a ton of teddy bears are being sent to the Hathaway family. So all's well that ends well.
I mean, you never know. He could be like a bear biologist when he grows up just because of the bear.
Or he could run a moonshine still and Because when they found him, the first thing he said was, he said, and that's when I first saw the bear.
Well, I'm just glad he didn't get hurt.
But you messed up my joke.
I know. Yeah. I beat you to it. Whenever we talk about bears, I just think about Billy the Bear, Kelly the Bear, Riley the Bear, Smelly the Bear, Pokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, all the bears.
Those of you who are not Jimmy Buffett parody y'all would never get that. What in the world
are
they talking about?
And those two of y'all that are out there that know that, yeah. I'm sure it was hilarious.
Yeah. With his island-sized paw.
Yeah.
So, well, that was been a great show, and I got to get the car. I got to go up here and get the truck started.
Go, 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 because you're going to be late.
But before I leave, I want to give a big round of applause and thanks to State Senator Tom Corbin for being on the show with us. And all of his insight. And also, as usual, our buddy Chris Wells, the Bass Chaplain.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah. And you folks just, we really appreciate you listening to Upstate Outdoors and hanging with us and every week. And it's a blessing to have you as part of our listenership.
It really is. Yeah. How fun we have today.
Awesome. So we will see you next week. Take care. God bless. And I'm out of here.
See y'all next week right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.